We've got Sean Dunnigan with WBNS 10TV down in Columbus. Dunny, hopefully you're getting just as much sunshine down in Columbus as we're getting up here today. How are you?
I'm doing all right, yeah, but it's the same temperature. It's cold down here. It's not feeling the best, but hey, sun is sun, right?
Yes, sun is sun. We'll take what we can get about 3 weeks into February here for sure. And, well, since our last conversation, things have been at least a little sunnier for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Two straight victories since the last time we spoke. What has changed over the last 7 days with this team?
I think it's more or less just their consistency. I think we talked about it last week that they needed to get more consistent in everything they did, and I think they have. They've taken to whatever Coach Chris Holtmann has been talking to them about during practices. They've really used it well in games, whether that be offensively or defensively. They're getting their job done, and that's very good to see. And that's kind of what you want now coming into late February as we head into March, and obviously with the tournaments right around the corner.
And they took down both Purdue and Rutgers. You know, we talked about it a little last week. You know, Rutgers, maybe on the surface, you see the Scarlet Knights, you think, eh, what kind of a win is that? Well, that's a 17-win team, so, I mean, they're playing pretty well. That's certainly not a bad win. And you take a look at what they've been able to do the last couple of weeks. They've been winning at least a little bit more, and I'm sure there are a lot of different reasons for that. One of the guys that we talk about as a primary reason for that is Caleb Wesson, but another guy I think that kind of gets overlooked a little bit is Kyle Young. How much has he meant to this team?
So, you know, every team has a glue guy or a couple of glue guys. This is Ohio State's glue guy. Kyle Young is one of my favorite players to watch. There aren't many plays designed for Kyle Young to get the ball, but he is one of those players that goes in day after day, night after night, and just grinds and goes after it. He's been a little bit injured in practice as far as he's had some leg issues. He's been held back in practice because of that. He had the emergency appendectomy after the West Virginia game, but even with been feeling horrible as far as symptoms-wise, he still grabbed 11 rebounds against West Virginia in that loss up at the Quicken Loans Arena, or the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse now.
Hey, we've all done that, man. We've all done that at least a couple of times.
But Kyle Young is your guy that if you want to look at somebody that's going to be the first on the floor diving after a loose ball, that's him. You know, that's what makes him fun to watch. Is he's not the guy that's going to try to get as many points as he can, but he's going to be going after it. And he's getting the notice of opposing coaches. After the game against Purdue, Matt Painter, the Purdue's head coach, said, you know, I like that guy. I wanted that guy on our team. That's why I went after him so hard in recruiting. You know, so he definitely gets the notice of opposing coaches in film study as well.
We often speak of the starters. I don't think we spend a whole lot of time on the bench. And, you know, they don't go too crazy deep, it seems, or at least they haven't recently. I want to say they've gone four. In a rare occasion, they might go five deep on the bench. And sometimes they don't use that many players, depending on the situation. But, you know, who's been the primary standout on that bench bunch for Ohio State?
Your sixth man is Dwayne Washington Jr. He comes off the bench. He's really a big in as far as hitting the three, getting shots to fall. Justin Orange has been seeing a lot more time with DJ Carton, spending time at home, recovering from his mental health issues, as he called them. Justin Orange is a guy that his brother plays for Michigan State. He's also a shooter. Sees maybe 9-10 minutes a game, mostly in the first half. He's able to come in, shoot the ball very well, and then goes back on the bench and takes some water, and he fills in when needed. But when he comes in, he is definitely a threat to hit the three. I wouldn't be surprised if he sees more time, depending on how long DJ is not with the team right now.
The depth that they have, how do you think that compares to the rest of the teams in the Big Ten? I mean, I think you look at the other teams in the Big Ten right now, obviously the way Maryland is playing at this point, they're kind of in a class by themselves, having won their last nine games. But how would you say Ohio State's depth compares to the rest of the conference?
Their depth in the conference is comparable to everybody else but Maryland, and maybe Michigan State. And Michigan State has some good depth. They just need to play better. With Ohio State, they usually go about three or four deep, as you were saying, but nothing crazier than that. And it's one of those where it just depends on the foul trouble for them. It depends on the foul trouble for a guy like Caleb Wesson. and EJ Liddell, who comes off the bench to spell Caleb. So if they're playing well, they're gonna get some run, which only helps the starters because it rests them a little bit longer, gets them in better shape for later runs in the games.
Again, we're talking with Sean Dunnigan, WBNS 10 TV down in Columbus. He's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, the two-game winning streak will certainly be put to the test tomorrow night against Iowa, and then things don't get much easier over the weekend as they take on Maryland, who we just mentioned. They've won 9 in a row at the top of the Big Ten. Let's take a look at tomorrow night's matchup, Dunny. Ohio State taking on Iowa, another top 25 team in the country. What should concern the Buckeyes most about the Hawkeyes tomorrow night?
One name, Luka Garza. Their big man for the Hawkeyes is averaging around 24 points a game, somewhere close to 10 rebounds a game. So he's almost averaging a double-double. He's one of the best big men, not just in the conference, but in the country. And when he's able to do that and be on his game, he is lights out, incredibly tough to guard, can shoot the three, I believe, pretty well. But the good news for Ohio State is one of their best shooters, C.J. Frederick, will be out for the game against the Buckeyes. He was shooting at near 50%, somewhere around 46, 47% from beyond the curvy line. The highest score as far as three-point percentage is 8 points below that, or 8 percentage points below that. So as far as the Buckeyes and their three-point defense, which has improved the last two games, it should get a big break playing the Hawkeyes. And they could actually go into Carver-Hawkeye Arena and win this game tomorrow night against Iowa.
Behind the curvy line. Well done. I'm going to have to use that in the next high school basketball broadcast, my friend.
There you go. You can also use Tickles of Twine from 19.9 if it's still 19 feet 9 inches.
You know, the first guy that told me that was a good buddy of ours from Bowling Green, the one and only Mr. Money Dubs himself, Kevin Werner.
Yes, sir.
He was the first guy,
sir,
that used that phrase. I thought that was absolutely fantastic, or at least he was the first guy I heard use that particular phrase.
I use it every now and then, but that's just in respect for Kevin.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Hopefully Mr. Money Dubs is out there listening somewhere. But, well, I'll tell you what, we mentioned it doesn't get a whole lot easier for Ohio State after tomorrow. They've got Maryland waiting in the wings on Sunday. Dunny, this is going to be a tough stretch. They've got 6 games left, including the matchup tomorrow night. Can they possibly play 500 ball going into the Big Ten tournament and still get into the big dance?
Oh, I think right now they're a lock for the big dance. I think these two wins were a big help towards that. But I think they are definitely a lock. I think right now, if you look at all the bracket projections that are all out there, I would have them averaging out to be about a 6th seed in the NCAA tournament right now, an 8th seed in the Big Ten tournament. A lot of bracketologists have the Big Ten getting 10 to 11 teams in, most of any conference by far. But every win helps. Every win guarantees you more and more that, you know, there won't be any sort of bubble watch or anything like that. So can they go 500? Absolutely. Will they? And that's a different test. I think they will. I think they can. I wouldn't be surprised, like I said, if they beat Iowa tomorrow and then, playing at Nebraska, it should be a win. And they think home against either Michigan or Illinois, they get a win in one of their last two home games. That equals 500. That's 3 wins. I think they have a very good shot at getting that.
And they've got Sparty one more time, too, but who knows which Sparty you're going to get. I mean, they've kind of been up and down throughout the course of the season. They've been remarkably inconsistent, too, and that's why I bring it up, because they're playing some really good teams. You've talked about the depth of the Big Ten already, with several bracketologists stating that the Big Ten could get as many as 10 teams in. And boy, wouldn't that be crazy? Ohio State, as you mentioned, some people think they could be a 6th seed in the March Madness tournament, yet they're probably going to be the 8th seed unless something drastically changes in the Big Ten. I mean, that speaks volumes about the depth of the conference.
Well, you look at the Big Ten standings right now, and I believe a game to 2 games separates 3 through 10. I'd have to go back and double-check that, but I believe that's right. And when a conference is that jammed together in the middle of the pack, 1 or 2 wins or losses makes that big of a difference. And so just a week ago, the Buckeyes, I believe, were an 11th seed and playing a first-round Big Ten game. Now they would have a bye from the first round and be playing the ninth seed, whoever that would be. And they're a couple wins from even possibly being the 7 or 6 seed. So that's how crazy that the season has been in the Big Ten conferences, because of just how loaded the conference is with basketball talent.
Good stuff. And again, don't forget, tomorrow night we will have Ohio State basketball for you as soon as our girls' high school tournament games wrap up tomorrow night. Ohio State scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip against Iowa. We'll join Paul Keels and company on the Ohio State Radio Network in progress as soon as our games are over. Dunny, before I let you go, my man, I'm headed to spring training next week to cover the Tribe for the station, and should be a lot of fun down in Goodyear, Arizona.
I feel so bad for you.
Oh, you should. You should, my friend. And, you know, yesterday we had our golf guy on, Guy Cipriano, and he was telling me about some really nice tracks in the Goodyear, Arizona area. I know you're a big golfer. You have any ideas some nice tracks down there when I'm down in Arizona?
I have only played one golf course in Arizona. A few years ago, I had the pleasure of playing TPC Scottsdale, the stadium course, where they hold the Waste Management Open on the PGA Tour. If you get a chance to eat, that's where they have the famous 16th hole. It was a fun time, a great golf course, and not that expensive to get on as far as a course that the pros play. So if you want to take a little bit of a drive from Goodyear to go to Scottsdale, I would recommend that.
You played TPC Scottsdale?
Yes, sir.
Holy smokes. See, this is what happens when you're a VIP like Sean Dunnigan. No wonder Dom Tiberi wants no part of you on the links.
I broke 100, so I was even happier after the round was over. I'll send you some pictures and some video off the air, of course, of my time over there.
That sounds like a blast. Great, great stuff. Well, Dunny, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch up again next week.
Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dunny. Again, that's Sean Dunnigan, WBNS 10 TV down in Columbus, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.